Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, Rabbi Isaac, we'll start. Eile Shemois B'nei Yisroel Aboyim Mitzroimo Eis Yankin Ishu Beis Ebo And it's listed Ruven Shimon Lev Yehuda Yisachos Ruven Yomen Dominos of Yosher Vahi Kol Nefesh Yetz V'yelach Yankin Shivim Nefesh. The whole family, besides the Shvotim, there were all together 70. V'yesev Hoyim Mitzroim. And the Torah relates to Yom Yisrael Chol Echa V'Chel Le'ahu V'nei Yisrael Poh Yisrael V'Yibras M'Vei V'Ei V'Tzmona Yom Yisrael. This is a continuation from Bereshit. The end of Sefer Bereshit ends the Misa of Yosef, and the Torah begins again here. The Kitzah that it came to Mitzrayim and so on. Now, there are three places in the Chumash where it tells about the coming down from Mitzrayim. First one is back in Vayigash, and it counts and enumerates, identifies each of the Shivim Nefesh. Here it says, Eile Shemois B'nei Yisroel, so it only enumerates the 12 sons of Yankov, 12 Shvatim, and it says, Aboyim Mitzrayim. In other words, even though they were there a long time, many years, as if they had come just now, they didn't change. These 12 never changed. Come, please come around, leave the clothes, please. Leave the clothes, come around. Avoy Mitzrayim, like they came to Mitzrayim just now. They were there for 200, well actually, or swat them the rest of their lives. But as if they have just come, Avoy Mitzrayim. The third time, you find the Parshas Va'era. In Parshas Va'era, after it describes the Moshe Rabbeinu is given command that he must be the leader of Mitzrayim, Eila Rosh Beis Avesha. Torah begins explaining again Rosh Beis Avesha. Here you only have three Shvatim. But Eruven Mechel Yisrael, and not only Eruven, even the children, Bnei Shimon, and the Kshamsel Bnei Levi, Dachin Shayach, Gershon Kosom Rovi, and how long they lived, and Bnei Gershon lived in Yishimi, Bnei Kohos Amor Yitzhob, and Bnei Kohos they have Amor Yitzhob, and Amram married, and he has children, and Aaron marries, and he has a lozor and a lozor, and Aaron has a son, Pinchas, because the Shevet Levi, as well as Reuven and Shimon, they kept their additional, their individual identity, even not only the first generation. First generation, the Shvatim never changed. Aboyim Mitzrayim are like they came today from Mitzrayim. But the others changed. However, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they kept their identity. So some of the Foshim say, Adarabe, because Yankim of Venus say, Oiski Musa. Dafki, because Yankim gave him such Musa. Reuven, Pachas Kamayim, Shimon, Levi, Achim, Klei Chomes, Mechav Seyim. Their Musa geholfen, that they remained loyal not only they, but the children and children of them. So Musa was like a great thing, a kill. Then the Torah says, Vayomos Yesem v'chol echa v'chel avderahu. He went behadroge. Rashi in Vayichi says, Kimen shenifta yankiv avinu, the Torah started, nistu mikol mitzor shashibot. But then in the Pshat it went gradual. It didn't go all at once. When Yankiv Avinu was avek, the respect and the admiration and perhaps even the reverence that the Mitzrayim had for Yankiv and for the Jews, Yankiv the Torah has gone. But nobody would dare to do anything. Yeshiv is still Shalit B'chol Oretz. They wouldn't even think of doing anything. Till Yeshiv died. When did Yeshiv die? 70 years after he entered Mitzrayim. It's interesting. Eiv, according to tradition, Eiv was born when they entered Mitzrayim. He lived 210 years. When the Meraglim were in Eretz Yisrael, they saw a big Leviah. That was Leviah of Eiv. Eretz Achelet Yisrael, this Eiv's Leviah. And when he was 70 years old, that's when Yosef died. And the Parag decided, Hofer Nishak Bala, Yosef is gone. Now we can plant, we can think about what we do with this, called the Jewish problem. They had the Jewish problem in Egypt. Jewish problem, Hofer Nishak Bala. And Chazal say, Shlesha Hoya Baisaitse. Then Eiv, and Bilam, and Yisrael. Bilam, it was Bilam's idea, was it? So of course, Nerag. Eiv Shishosak, Eiv was neutral, needn't be Yisurim. So Yisurim for Eiv is just when he was 70. And Yisrael, he said, Fakers, Mechigman, and he protested, they had to run away, he landed in Midian. And since the Shteitoch and Eiv, that the Rebbe Shalom afterwards gave him back everything double, so if he lived till 70, he lived another 140 years. Just when the Jews left Mitzrayim, that's when Eiv gets told. There are the Midrashim, I guess, who I once mentioned, the Mizrahi says you cannot reconcile all of the Midrashim. That's impossible. It's impossible. And the Midrash Nogi was with Meyankiv, and the Sego of Meyzovit, but according to these, it all fits in perfectly you. Anyway, my job is Yosef Cholechov. Rashi says in Vayera, the last of the brothers to die was, of course, Levi, he lived 137, and the Chassidus Racham conveniently makes a chesed that it was 94 years after they entered the Mitzrayim, so there was 116 years left. So the actual Sibud was 116 years. The Chaim says, Nachman v'chol ha-zerahu, all the 70 people that came with Yankiv ultimately passed away. But by then already the Shibud was there. It may have been in a lighter form because it went on progressively worse. Miriam was remarked the last 86 years of Miriam's life. She was 86 when he left Mitzrayim. She ended the bitterest of all, Miriam. So it went bad, fine. So what do you say? We must have to do something about this Jewish problem. So the first thing they did, of course, they put on work, and the work was, you know, with chokhme, perach, you know, first they said you should be a good citizen and work and so on, and then they, all of a sudden they applied pressure and so on. His mom is like in Nazi Germany. He would have learned that from down. Then the Torah says, "V'chasher yano Yisrael ken yirba v'chen yifreis v'yikus bnei Yisrael." The Ramban says this explains why the Shevet Levi was the smallest of all the Shvatim. Shevet Levi is smallest of all the Shvatim. So the Ramban, because the other Shvatim had a bracha, kasher yano. Kashuana is like a nifres. Levi didn't work. Levi was free from working. So mainly he wasn't under the bracha. He multiplied naturally. So in 200 years, out of three people, Gershon Kosovari, that came out already about 6,000, 8,000, whatever. Whatever. The Mephoshim say, Dosser Pshat, why Levi, even though Rashi says in Pashas Kis Vayetzik, the Pashas Vayetzik of Rashi, wherever it says a certain way is a broche, except Balevi, was all in Hoya Mechalebehem. Zogin Mephoshim Chasuzon, not the Om Kedesh. The Omen is Yankiv. Yankiv left instructions only his children should carry him back to Mitzvah, to Eretz Yisrael, for Kvura. So, of course, he said, Yosef, Pashtet, the Melech, and Levi, Levi, Osir, Losis, Oren, the Oren HaKodesh. So, the Oren Shalmesim is going to carry, just as the Oren HaMechalim by him. So, the Melech, so there's two missing, so Menashe and Ephraim substituted for Levi and for Yosef. Levi and Yosef. So, those are the 12 that carried Yankim back. So, the Oren of Yankim for Vinu, was responsible, because then the Mitzrayim saw that Levi is special, so they didn't insist that Levi should work. They saw he's special, he doesn't have to carry the Oren of Yankiv Avinu. So they never enforced their Venus Perach on Levi. In the Oren of Mechalabem, as they look at Ramban, that's why the Levi is responsible. There are Kayim in Dasriel Pasha Midbog, else not Maskim. He says no. He says another thing. We'll read further on, Vayelachish Mibes Levi, Vayelachish Bas Levi. Who is this by Bas Levi? Amram. Who is the Bas Levi? The daughter of Levi himself, Yocheved. Amram and Yocheved got married. And of course there were Gezeres. Incidentally, Rashi says, he told even the Goyim, even the Mitzrayim, everybody should feel, the Targum says, call the early Yehudoi. So the Gerer Rebbe is a certain event back in Poland, he said the Pshat in Persia. It went out of the books, yes, what you have to see here, that Mitzrayim, you know, is a liberal country. Kol HaBein HaYilot. Kol HaMein. It's a general rule. But he told the police, the inspectors, when it comes to enforcing this law, Goyim look away, like it never happened. But the Chodoy, when it comes to the Jews, you should enforce it. It's like a beta rixi. Rashi says the way the law was made. Right? But the Targum is telling you the way it was enforced. It was enforced. Got many Yehudot. But anyway, Amram is married with Yocheved, and along comes the Gzeira, Vosemulton, Omar Vegire Shesrishte. Sagmon Satan. Amram decided there's no point. Omar Vegire Shesrishte. He was Megarish, his wife. Not going to have any more children. So who came to him to protest? Miriam. Miriam was already gone. She was 6 years old. And she says, Gezeroscha Koshimi shall pare. This Gezera that you're not going to have any more children is worse than pare. Pare gozer al ashorim. Pare said, call Abina, it's only your sons, not the daughters. But you are Gezer, there'll be no sons and no daughters, nobody, the whole nation disappeared. Pare gozer b'ilam azeh. And you're Gezer b'ilam azeh b'ilam abo. If the child is not born, he will never be Zecher El Mabon. Interesting, the Medrash Rabbah doesn't bring this Tzveta Taina for the El Mabon. He does Machlemes and Machlekes in Sof Sanhedrin. Atinuk, when does he have a Chelik El Mabon? One man Doma says Mishosha Nilad. And so on. One says Mishosha Aina Omei. As he passed in the Ramon. The Ramon in Shulchan Aruch, Yochas Tfila says, it's a mitzvah that a little boy is bringing him to shul, they should learn to say, Amen, Atinek, Mishosha, Aina, Amen, Yes, Lachelek, Alam, Abba. There was a dozen machlekes from the Gemara and the Medrash. Because when a child is born, he's thrown right into the river, of building with tainas, he has Lachelek, Alam, Abba. But if he won't be born, he won't be Lachelek, Alam, the Medrash house, I say, and if he's born, if he doesn't say, Amen, das haben wir gemacht, aber warum hat der Ramon gepasst und darf gehen wieder mehr, was nicht für die Gemorre, das ist ein separate item. But you see from that, das wenn der Teine von Miriam gegen Amram, and Amram was Maskim, and he took her back. She nehmah, wa yikach es Bas Levi, wa yikach, okay, hodoli kuchen, and then Meish Rabbeinu was born. Now, when was Meish Rabbeinu born? He was born Zayin Odo, Zayin Odo, Zayin Odo, the Yosef of Meish Rabbeinu. As a matter of fact, tell you a little secret, the yeshiva in Baltimore, in my time, they did not say Tachna, Zayin Odo. Believe it or not, Rosh Yeshiva said, Wenn ich meine Tage von der Rämmer, so ich sage, der Tag, der Jolzeit, für die Menschen meine es ein oder. Now, Sefer Tisben, der Schleisha, ihr Rochel, when at the end of the 3 months?
Shavuos.
Shavuos, who said Shavuos? Shavuos, I'm out of it. Because I know that you're Sivan, for Sivan. So, Omer Malach and Shavuos, I can more than say to you. Malach and Shavuos, a baby is a little. We see this little baby lying there. It is destined 80 years from today, he's going to be Makabal, the Seher Mike Sinai. Is that a Yesha that he should be drowned in this way? So he sent the Baspari to say, that's one opinion in the Gemara. There's another opinion in the Gemara. There was Chofalas Nisan, Shvish of Pesach, because Meshach Rabbeinu was born not on the Rishon, but on the Sheni. It was a son of a Peres. So on the Sheni, so you have 3 weeks in on the Sheni, then you have Nisan, he was born in Zayin Odo. And then comes Nisan. Wait a while. Zion Oda and Nisan. So where's the 3 months? Zion Oda. Oh, he was born as Fakers, Oda Rishon. Second one says he was born in Oda Rishon. Zion Oda Rishon. Zion Oda Shein. And the second Oda second month. The third month is Nisan. Chofalas Nisan. 3 weeks into Nisan. So B'mele, he was saved not on Shavuos, but on Chofalas Nisan. And Shvius of Pesach, the Malachim said, we say we be also Reim Ashirah by Yehim Azeh. What's the Nafkamina for the first lesson, the second lesson? The first lesson, my son said, the Ikea of Anwazel was of Sheni. But the last lesson, the Ikea of Anwazel was of Rish. It's Machlik is in the Poskim. Muslim, somebody has Yosite and other. Then it comes, there are two others. Which is the other? In the Mechaba Paschal Taki Odor Sheni, the Ramon says he can Odor Rishon. Odor Mikelan and Anders. The question is, what is the greatest day, so to speak, in the career of Meshach Rabbeinu? So Eman Domer says that they have Kabbalah Sotera. What can be greater than that? The other one says, as Ken Zayn, Shvi Yishel Pesach, and such, Gevaldike Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, the whole world saw this, Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, it's in a sense, it's even bigger than Kabbalah Sotera. But whatever it is, anyway, so Meshach Rabbeinu was saved, and of course, then you know the story, Bas Pare, she couldn't, the Menekes, Meshach Rabbeinu didn't want to drink from the Goyas, Pesh also the Dabar HaMashchina, so long as the Poskim Alpidin, Vaishlesh is Mutter. If a kid, if the mother can't listen, I mean, in America, there's no problem, you know, we have bottles, have this, but I'm all excited, you need a nurse, man. You need somebody to nurse him. Satan didn't, you should not take a shiksa to nurse him, a goya, because you should dafke. In fact, even chalele for the mother, the doctor tells the mother she must eat tafas. The mother's sick, she must eat tafas. The man of the child should not nurse from the mother, because mitamsa masalev. Tafas Satan. Alpidin is Mutter, Alpidin is Mutter. And Meshach Rabbeinu, of course, also is Lava Mashchil, the Simon Adin is Mutter. Okay. Yeah, so much for Meshach Rabbeinu. Oh, so getting back to this. Zokter Achayim, now we know why the Shevet Levi was the smallest. Amram never gave away that he's not. He said, "All right, he'll be married. He'll have children. Yetzer zayin the mitzvah. The mitzvah shnei schorim noch beishamai beisil zavuchon kever. But there's no din. You have to have 10 children. And zayt gehalten. I'm almost having up to shave it, lady. But the other says she should be careful. They had once and the second time and the third time. So does not chilek while the other shvatim." Was so numerous and shaved at Levi, as Dr. Chaim. Chaim, I think it's a partial minbar. So they were going with the sheet of a number of them, so they were going to start tumult in the poskim. State of Hazay in Evan Ezra, Simon Aleph, that a mitzvah, if a fellow becomes 20, he doesn't want to get married. He says, I'm not interested. He says, Zinni is, just like somebody says he doesn't want to Lakeville, He doesn't want a ben cheslik, makinei sechef, teitzen notche. Any mitzvah says in our Torah, if we have the power, and the fellow says, he doesn't want to make him, makinei sechef, teitzen notche. Father, you don't want to get married? I say, paskin the machaba. If we have the deal, the Rambam says in Ashkenaz, we don't force anybody to get married. It's like Gemara Sof Cheskes Sabbat in Bavashra. The Gemara says, Yem Shechor Beis HaMikdosh, and you see what's happening, Dinu Shenitol Asmeinu Shalom Lisa Noshim, not to get married, not to have children, when you bring children to the world of Tzoros. No, but then, I guess, when Gzera Lassibo, can you kill an Amid Bey? So Taisa says that doesn't mean not to get married at all. So Hamid Sucessor, the Reise, Purovu. That means that we only would force a person to get married, have two children, and after that, finished. No more. Oh, but the Maisa, we never do that. We don't do that. We don't person, especially today, we don't have the authority to do it. Don't have the authority to do it. So, the male dos ten signs dos given the shita for Namrom, you get married and you have one or two children. That's it. Incidentally, Amram himself is the most, I don't know if the word is interesting, but probably one of the greatest fat characters, the Gemara Zoktoch. Abor Mesu be Etche Shel Nochos. There are four people in the history that never sinned. One was Binyamin Ben Yankiv, because the other Shvatim had a sin, because Yosef, he had no sin. The second one is Amram Avi Meshe. The third one is Yishai Avi David. The fourth one, David had a son, Kilov, of the deal, he was Amram Avichet. It's interesting. Amram was born in Mitzrayim. He lived all his life in Mitzrayim. And yet, Meis Mietje Shel Nochos without a sin. And one of our greatest people in history, Amram Avimeisha. Understand? Avimeisha. And then that's another problem with Amram. Amram is a son of Kohos, right? Kohos. Kohos had a sister, Yocheved. Amram marries his aunt. What kind of avail is that? No? What's an avail? No? Kohos. Fakert, interessant, an uncle to marry a sister's daughter, Basachese or Basachim, Basachamitzikim, right? And Rabbanel says, what is the difference between an uncle marrying a niece and a nephew marrying an aunt? It's the same sort of relationship as far as the Mishpacha is concerned. So, the Rabbanel says, what is the difference? Except of course, Arias is a chach, so Arias is a chik, Arias is a chok. But then it says, because when a person gets married, the senior partner is a man, the junior partner is a woman. So if the senior partner is an uncle from the previous generation, that's just pastor, that's normal. But to have a younger generation, the nephew, he's in the second generation already, that he should be the senior partner. Just tell me, did it come? There in Bambanel, some man ran a bit of a bit of a mice, he married an aunt to the Chayis of Kohos. How come a person is, the Gemara is not the Kaimu, or Avram Avinu Kohos to the Kula, the others from the Kaim Kohos to the Kula. If this is a klal in the Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Valoz, at the end of the first Shah, explains it. The Pshat is, the Pshat is as they, before Matan Torah, there wasn't an absolute law, except the Sheva Mitzvah in there. But the other mitzvahs, they were optional in the sense. Of course, Avraham Avinu came across the Kula, the Yitzhak, the Yankim, the Shvatim. But the Moshe, when they realized that there's the most important issue involved, the Moshe Yankim Avinu, he saw Rachel Leah, two sisters, from them they will come out to Klal Yisrael. And Alpizin is Lachmutza, Kenim Antera. So he looked away from that and he married two sisters. Married two sisters. Amrami saw from this union with Yocheved, the Reiskum and Meshe and Aaron and Miriam, He went to that imagine. I mean, I'll give you just a prostate muscle. You know, sometimes you have in a highway, there's a sign, yield. Yield means you come and you slow down. If there's traffic, you wait. There's no traffic, go slow. And then, after a while, they put up a sign, a red light, a green light. Then you come there, if there's a red light. You don't say there's no traffic. It's also B'Shemeif, when you drove through, you get a ticket. But I'm giving you a muscle. Before Martin Taylor and Pshat, of course you didn't go. If there's traffic, honey, so you don't do it. But if you feel that you're in a hurry, there's no traffic, go through. Yankee Ravino saw it from Yerochel Eretz, always could be Claudius Royal, so he went ahead and he married them. Amram saw from Yechevet, always could be in Meshi Alam, and he married them. Say, but today, in today's world, if somebody will tell you, if you marry this woman, and Israel was, the always could be in the place of Vilnagoran, the always could be in Rashi. Never mind, I don't care who comes out of it, it's an absolute. It's an awesome, totally so far. That's a chilek from Kedemant Taylor and now. But I'll call upon him Amram was from Kedemant Taylor, or it's a Gemek, or it's a Chasigat, anyway, with Yocheved, and that was the result. And the result, of course, is Meshi Aaron and Miriam. Alright. So it paid off. Okay, then finally Meshi Rabbeinu is in the palace, and he grows up, right? By Yigdal Moshe, oh, incidentally, there is an interesting observation in the Rashbam. By Hik Yoram Mialdes, so the Kim Yashlehem Botsen. The Rashbam has an independent pshat, a modern pshat. Yashlehem Botsen, Paris, Yasor, he can't control this, so he builds hospitals, maternity wards, Botsen. The women, when they give birth, they should have hospitals to give birth there, so therefore he can control them. Yashlehem Botsen. It's a modern pshat. Sit the Rashbam. Yashlehem Botsen. Interesting. Okay. Okay. But the Sasa Vachesa Meruchai Kozeyam HaYosolein, and of course Miriam stands there as actually it was a Mokim Sakona, because they had police all over the place. But this is the Rambam of Sofil Chosaras, he says like Gavaldika Musa, Miriam Givorim Mitzaras, because he spent Loshen Hore on Meshi Rabbeinu. So the Rambam Zakalachema, Mazach Miriam, she was an older sister. The Gidlo al Birkeo, she raised him. The Sikna Beyasma, she watched over him now, Mokim Sakona. And her intention was not Chas V'Sholem to harm Moshe Rabbeinu, but she wanted to criticize him and took up for a sister-in-law, which also was spectacular. She took up for Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, a superior, a sister-in-law taken up for a sister-in-law. And for this one, Dr. Rambam was Yechapsas Apsak. Shavachemel, Dr. Rambam, somebody seeks Prosen Hore with intent to harm somebody. You can imagine what financial help. So from the Sasa Vachesu Merochek, learns the Rambam, a Ganser Haloch. Instead, the Rambam said another thing. V'meshe Rabbeinu lehikpit klal al dovo. Meshe Rabbeinu didn't bother. Shenema vo ish meshe onav meid. See, the Rambam is troubled. Why does Teres tell us ish meshe onav meid by the Pasha from Miriam? So the Rambam, the Teres tells us ish meshe onav meid, it didn't even bother him. Miriam rests, he doesn't bother. Doesn't matter. In Medrash state of Bislandos, in Medrash state, when Meshe Rabbeinu heard that Aaron and Miriam are speaking Loshen Hore against him, he says, Mele Miriam, Noshim Labroni, you say, women have to talk, doesn't matter. But Aaron, Ochi, Aaron, Hashem Arid, Gami Shloimi, Yashabotachsi Boy, Higdol Ayokim, so he was upset in Aaron. By says he wasn't upset that it hurt him. He was upset this pastor for Aaron. We come to the Hanukkah and he should be speaking to him. See, that was all, because the Rambam says, the thing itself didn't bother him. But Aaron for Hanukkah is a pastor. That's what those mean to him. Anyway, so Meshi Rabbeinu is growing up, and what happens? He goes out and he sees these two fellows and he sees a mitzvah, makish mitzvah me'achov, and Rashi explains all Meisen Nebach, that he was an overseer, and he had taken a liberty with a woman, Shlevis Basilik, and Rashi comes, anyways, went together, so Vayif and Kevachev Yakein Ish, he saw, he looked in the future, nothing good will ever come out of this fellow, so he killed him, it's Meir Bachel, and he put him in the sand, and so on. So Rashi says, Vaitel, when Dosim Avirim said, Nalo Ageni Aso Eimer, so Rashi Hoge B'Shem HaMefeirush. Why B'Shem HaMefeirush? Because actually, the Rambam Pasuk Hilchos Melachim is somebody hits a Jew, a Goy hits a Jew, he's Chai Misa. But you don't bring him to court and kill him. Chai Misa B'Dei Shomayim. B'Dei Shomayim, that's why he killed him B'Shem HaMefeirush. But if he had been Potter, Shem HaMefeirush wouldn't have killed him. But since he was Chai Misa, Shem HaMefeirush killed him. Doesn't mean a brisker shot. I think many people may know. The brisker said, a pshat is a sakemis. So the Shem HaMefeirush killed him because he was Chai Misa. But he killed him not with his hands, but Shem HaMefeirush. Then, of course, he had to run away to Midian. Right? And, of course, it is interesting, you know, with Midian, there was many, many years later, when he married Sipera, and he had a son who was already, he was 80 years old. Over here, it's just Bar Mitzvah. Right? You know, it's Bar Mitzvah. What happened all those years? So, of course, you may know, that for 40 years or so, or maybe more, he was landed in Kush, Ethiopia. He was a melech in Kush, the Gans of Mice. It's interesting, there was a fellow, Dr. Aaron Rosmarin, he was in the East Side, he had a store, and he was a European fellow. When he was back in Germany, he wrote a thesis, he was a doctor, the life of Moshe Rabbeinu according to the Medrash in German. You see, Moses and Lichti Agoda. In other words, he took all the Medrashim, he reconstructed the life of Moshe Rabbeinu in some sense. So he probably took into this Medrash too. I read it many, many years ago, I don't remember. But the interessant is, there's a complete gap between the life of Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim. He's 13, and all of a sudden he's 80 years old in Midian. Now, who was the leader during that time? Amram is gone already. Right? So who was the leader? Aaron! First there was Levi, and then it was Kohos and Amram, and now was Aaron. And that is my choice. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to be he was forced almost. I mean, he's become the leader. Moshe Rabbeinu kept putting it off and off, and they won. Shnachlov, Yatzislov, Zaktrashe, send it through Anakim. He didn't want to encroach on the position of Anakim. And so Rabbeinu said, you have nothing to worry about. Anakim will meet you, v'ro'acho v'somach b'libay. Not only he'll outwardly he'll say wonderful, he'll talk and mean it with all his heart. And the Chazal say Gemara Shabbos, Rav Meloy says b'schas v'somach b'libay, he was zecher to have the cheshem mishpat and all the children, all the 12 stones represent the Swat Malibe. In other words, the Kain has the real love of the Claudius Royal, that he was the Zecher to be on the Kain. Interestingly enough, this is a Maloy, there are two Maimorim, the Maimor Shabbos, Tifa Shabbos, Omer Maloy. You find this Maloy in another Maimor. It says by the brothers when they met Yosef, they had a big Sudir. Vayishtu vayishkiruim, and the second time they came down to Mitzrayim. Vayishtu vayishkiruim. Zog Chazal, the Gemara on Rav Meloy, 22 years, the Shvatim had not tasted a drop of wine. Because they realized what they had done, gvold. So they realized what the Tzar, the father Yankiv, went through for 22 years. They couldn't find this within themselves to have any luxury, any wine for 22 years. And Yosef was a nozer, God can nozer. How come Yosef took wine? Maybe they were, they from the chateres, was Meir Malchus, stated by Yosef, when he came out of prison like Galach, from Yosef of Rashi, come Malchus. What is Rashi come Malchus? Yosef came out of prison Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. How come he takes a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? Tells him to come Malchus. Come Malchus. So here too, I mean, come Malchus and Grace is Zach. The Gemara brings doch by the Meise von Schaim and Afkulas. Famous Meise von Kamtze Bar Kamtze. That he said, and they wanted to put this fellow to death. They said, no, we can't put him to death. Yemar mat mum yahorit. Then he wanted to bring the korban, even though it was a bal mum. So he said, yemar mum. So weiss the choizok, the morgen avrom, the end of Shulchan, the morgen avrom says, mas mak tzas, the gemore gitten, and that from korban malchus, you can even behave on Yisrael the reise, because they're almost suggesting they should have brought it as a bal mum. Same as Shmoyes Ktsas. So here too, certainly, Kovin Malchus, Yosef was allowed to do that. So the brothers were allowed to drink Kovin Malchus. What was the answer for Yosef? Yosef Hanose. He comes there drinking wine. Weistreus can sein, Rashi Halsach and Nozir, in the Umfang Nozir, Machlek Rashi made it sound. Rashi Halsach and Nozir is Mechuyev to make Kiddush on wine Friday night. Even though the Gemara says that Yayin, Yetzim and Agefel, Ahutzel Mechloli, the Gemara says there are three Yisurim on Nozer. A Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, and he's not allowed to Yisur Geluach, cut the hair, and also Tumas Mesim. The Gemara says Tumas Mesim, Ahutzel Mechloli, Metz Mitzvah, Fila Nozer Meg, Ech Geluach, Another mitzvah is allowed to cut his hair, but comes the eighth of Agafen, no exceptions. Zogt Rashi, another is allowed to make kiddush Friday night. Zogt Rashi, does say that the eighth in a cloud. And a person knows when he takes the seals, there will be four shabbosim. So the chatzchila he said besides Friday night. If you can't tell Rashi, let's see there, Emel Zog and them shetel. Trotz kommen als Jesus gab mir rasche da ja dann trunken weil es kann sein hallo ich da ist du nicht schlimm aber the question is why is Reb Maloi putting together these two my morim weil ich du weil ich du immer von der schwarze und war auch auf so mal lieber von alle kennt aber Reb Maloi aber Reb Maloi what is the connection in mil tafsel psachosos first Reb Maloi shows you the Mazrege from the Shvotim, how much they felt the pain of their father. 22 years they did not allow themselves any luxury, any wine. That's a Mazrege. Dr. Maloy, I'll tell you a bigger Mazrege. What is the higher Mazrege? Aaron HaKayin. V'ruach v'somach b'libei. So, to have a tsar, if somebody has tsar and you feel with them, that's one madrega. But fakirs a simcha, and you realize, and you really have a simcha with them, that's a bigger madrega. I mean, a fellow says, you know, so-and-so, he just won the lottery, $100,000. The immediate reaction is, why couldn't it happen to me? That's a natural reaction. To really be Sameach Yenim Sasimcha, so that the Meloi is possible, is a bigger Madrege. Can sein the Madrege von Aaron HaKayin v'Racho v'Somach v'Libay? Possibly, I mean, can sein the aggressor Madrege Musar and feeling even the Madrege von the Shvot. I mean, you think about it. It's gewaltig. The fact can sign as Reb Maloi of Tzonev Yustel, the Tzvei Mai Morim Ein Elem Neander. Okay, then comes a very interesting parsha. I mean, it's a puzzling parsha. It's a puzzling parsha. The parsha from Sholo Isha Mishchento, That will be another belief of Parshat Boy. There's no time. But at the end of the Parshat, it says, you know, he was on the way to Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden he has to be Mala. There's a bris, right? A bris coming up, right? Vahiva derba Malay. And all of a sudden the Malach is there in Vavakim Shamise, because he was the Srasom and Amila. Vatika si Perotseir. Perotseir is a rock, and she crushed the olives on. Who was this baby? Huh? Actually, so some say it was Elazar. Elazar, the second son. His first son was born back in Midian. Gershom was born back in Midian. So this is a year later, whatever. And on the way, Elazar is born. So Rashi says this because he came to the Molen. He got busy with the Molen first, whatever. But the Targum Yenison says it was Gershom. The first baby. The first baby was Nachnigim and Gemalas. Why was he Gemalas? Vayoel Meishel of Sheves Esoyish, Zokter Balaturim, Vayoel Losh Shvur. He had a promise Yisrael, the first son, he would let him be Gein Lavin Zor. So he knew it, Sof Kol Sof, he would change him, Yisrael won El Harin. In the Ger Rebbe used to say, how's it possible? Impossible. So he says, the difference between Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu was as follows. Yisrael the Gven, after Yodazi, Gon Hashem, he called him. Yisrael, the Hayyidish of old, Yisrael, he didn't elevate his orders. He studied philosophy and this Getschkin, that Getschkin, you know all the Getschkins, and he said, after that, Gon Hashem, he called him. I see that the Rabbeinu is the real one, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said, what after those? You have to, when he, 2 and 2 is 4, you have to tell me 2 and 2 is not 5, not 6, not 8. Tells him 2 and 2 is 4, 2 and 2 is 4. This was the difference between Meisha and Yisrael. Meisha said there's no point in studying everything else. So the first baby, he had to be maskim, Elzo Gaiman dem Derech von Yisrael. He should study all the other religions, and then he'll realize too. Say, look, there again, Rebbe. And this is a sacred balsam, and a pella, a filach, a skillet, it's a masculine. But I'll call upon him, Nochentagim Yenison Gershom was still an oral. My nafkimine, that's a big nafkimine. So, Anna Shilin's Vavrom, actually, the Friedrich Achrenim. If there's 2 brisen in one day, 1 bris is Bismano, 1 to 11 months. 1 baby today is the 8th day of the bris, and the other baby, for some reason, they put it off. Which one to take preference? Which one do you do first? No? Rabbi said, no, what? Anybody meet him with the Shiloh? No?
I know the Dvar Avram.
Yeah. Oh, is Andra Achenim and Gitainet that the Mila Bismanos for you? Mitzvah Bismanos. The Dvar Avram and Gitainet Fakir. Mizmano is only a hizo mitzvah, kol hayayim. The baby is born, you can make a bris at 6 o'clock in the morning, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. So tell us, zrizim akdimen. Or bel mila shalei bizmano, every minute you wait, it's an avera, you mashal. As if your time is a dvavrom, and in the second chelik from dvavrom, there was a lot of rabbonim took issue with him, like a krik. But the end schreibt as Reb Chaim Brisker as Maskim gewen mit him, and that finishes it. Cover little cover up. Also, Malcolm Toys that according to Targum Yenison as the gewen girls in the first baby, yes, a statement for what's such a hakpada. Immediately, why did you wait? You should have done immediately. The fact that the Malach he came to gain Gleichen, he was so machmir on this man, in the Haraya Fakert, to them Targum Yenis, and Taki Gewen Sita, and Loya Zer, and Taki Gewesen, the first one. Okay, Waltner. Incidentally, there's an interesting comment, that he got the payroll Tzeir is a rock. Who ever heard of making bris with a rock? We have a mail messer. You have a knife you cut off. It's a lot of interessante meise. The interessante meise is that Rabbi Frankel once heard this Rebbetzin reading the Teichchumish, the Tenor Eder. Now, when David HaMelech went to kill Goliath, you know, so he had a slingshot and he shot a stone at him, and the stone penetrated into his mech and killed him. You know, it's a medrash fact. How is it possible? Goliath was clothed with armor from top to bottom. Zokta medrash and their Evan, the Sarshel Evan said to the Sarshel Basel, do me a favor, let me through this time. Usually Evan, a rock, cannot penetrate iron or metal, but this time let me through. I kill Goliath, and in them schar give you all the brisen. Until then, Latikas Yipeiro Tzer, she made a bris with a rock, a sharp instrument, as they was stated by Yeshua ben Nun, as Sela Chok, Havis Tzurim, make Havis out of rocks with tumor. So, because a rock is, I once there was a doctor, Gala Yidolam, Dr. Lefkowitz, he once said, in the days of the Talmud, metal was very seldom used for operations. Because metal can be infections. They didn't have all the antibiotics and so on. But a rock, there's no infection. There's nothing. Fuck yes. So the best item with which to make a bris or an operation go with a rock. Something strong. Right? So they had, but after the Maisif and Dovid HaMelech, now we have, so the Rabbi Frankel decided he's going to check on this medrash, Tenorenu. He started looking in the Rambam, Perikal of Michos Miller. The Rambam says you can make a bris with any kind of a sharp instrument. With, it's a corner, you know, a sharp blade of a grass, whatever. Of a mitzvah be Barzel, ukvar nog ukol Yisroel besaket. So the Mokel Goram fills the Rambam. Where the Rambam gets it from, that is not my concern. I trust him implicitly, the Rambam Jigat. But you see that the Tenor Eder is this time Amaisa. It's a Mokir and Chazal, Nazir and Ramam Fush. Okay, I think we'll stop here.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.